Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
The World Health Organization is warning there could be 3 to 4 million cases of the Zika virus in the Americas over the next year. They had a special meeting on Thursday. The WHO Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, said the virus, which has been linked to birth defects and neurological problems, was spreading explosively. Health officials said that the estimated number of cases based on previous numbers of infections of dengue fever and like that, which is also carried by mosquitoes, that this is going to explode. They announced that it's convening an emergency committee on Monday to decide if this outbreak of the Zika virus should be declared an international health emergency. They say that there's no definitive proof that it's responsible for the spike in the number of babies being born with abnormally small heads in Brazil. However, the level of alarm is extremely high, and this birth defect called microcephaly can result in severe brain damage. And so they're looking at this. They're going to convene an emergency meeting. This disease needs a vehicle to spread. So if we can control the vehicle, we can minimize the impact, they said. This is going to go everywhere, and we should assume that, and we should act on that. So what they are saying, this is not a person-to-person. It is spread by mosquitoes. So we're going to have to really look at this. We'll keep a watch on this here at Radio MD and let you know as things progress and what they come up with. But as of now, I think there's 28 countries. They're warning women that are in the childbearing age and or pregnant women not to go to, including the Caribbean and Mexico and Haiti. There's a bunch of them, so you can look those up on the WHO's website. Not the WHO, the band, but the World Health Organization. You can look it up on their website. The countries that are now have warnings about travel and travel restrictions based on this virus that is a mosquito-borne virus with flu-like symptoms. So while that's a scary story, my next story is not so scary. We're talking about the happiest, healthiest states in the United States is Hawaii. Aloha. These are the states for overall well-being. And this took the top spot for the fifth time since these annual state rankings about 8 years ago. And Hawaii, they live pretty high. They enjoy things. They smile and they laugh. And happiness are all very high in Hawaii. And there's a lot less stress. So if you are someplace where you have way too stressful of a life, you might want to consider moving to Hawaii. It has the lowest depression rate and the best exercise rate in the nation. Very few people who live there are obese or smoke, which is also a good formula for good health. And so the second one, Alaska. I'm a little surprised about that. I really am. Montana, when you think of the mountains, and you think of Montana's 3, Colorado's 4, and Wyoming is 5. So these are the happiest places to live. And on the opposite side of the spectrum, West Virginia was at the bottom of the list, coming in 50th for the 7th year in a row. West Virginia is a low well-being place, they say. They experience a lot of sadness, a lot of worry, and a lot of stress on any given day. So residents there reported some of the worst rates in the nation for high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, depression, physical pain, and heart attacks. Yikes! The state's obesity rate was the highest in the U.S., 37%. 37% of their residents are obese, while its exercise rate is the lowest. So that tells you a lot. So West Virginia, the next one is Kentucky, Oklahoma, Ohio, and Indiana. So that's the top 5 in the least happiest states. So you can look and see where your state ranks at the adult happiness rates. And it's, you know, something that you can kind of take control of yourself, but look and see where your state goes and see if there's something you can do about it. Get involved in your communities. This is Melanie Cole. We have a great show coming up. Stay well.